Welcome to Trinity Presbyterian Church Owosso Sermon Podcast. Grace changes everything.
Okay, brother, sister, we have a chance. Would you think your Bibles and open with me to Ephesians chapter 3? There are Bibles that will be underneath their things, or you can use whatever access you have to God's words, and we're going to see them after 6. We're coming to the end of our series of Ephesians. We'll close, Pastor Mark will close this next week in our series. These many months, we have learned how the Spirit is beautiful and mad. It is beautiful. It is beautiful because we are redeemed by the one who is beauty himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has saved us, granted our confession to the friend, and he has brought us into this church. The beauty of this church marked with signs or seals of baptism and coming to the Lord's table this Sunday. And as Paul gets to the end of the passage, he reminds him, finally, there's one more thing. And all that's important. So if you run your hills, we're just going to move and read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 20. Finally, strong in the Lord and in his strength, his life. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authority, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces or evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand therefore. Having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. And that feeling keep alert with all perseverance, with the supplication for all the saints and also for the words will be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to the mystery of the gospel, which I am an ambassador in sin. And I may declare it simply about the grass withers, flowers fade, God's word is being prepared at the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, and may be seated. For George W. Bush, put the open library open, or at the school net, for the AM, and all of the living presidents brought for dignitaries from around the world, who came for the center of the universe. And there are a few things that seem the privilege of being able to see behind the scenes with all the security detail. And when the human told us there were sensors on the roof, that there were municipal batteries that were stationed at specific points of the building across the Kaiser, there were just in green clothes who were just like college students that had blended into the crowd. I mean, the whole place is a mess. It's a historic. And their eyes pursue look, but you can actually see some of the security detail around the president and all the president's men. Well, you could be able to see, even if you look closely, you could even see the shadow of someone on a roof watching, drawing those two remotes in for him, only the president or the world dignitary. Something like that thing is what Carol shared about that it means to understand. I'm a thing to show us a very real and important world. Normally, I'm a thing the world of the spiritual forces of good and the evil. But But we live in a world that's very different to these days, don't we? It's the world where philosophers have to tailor his deliberate actions or adjective and chances. And we plan everything through psychology and through politics and through biology. We don't go by the thing, the current details of the situation across the physical and visible global right. I live in there to go to the gospel. We feel full into this invisible world, economic and time. Or some of you who are here who don't believe, you feel the soul, and maybe when you go to a wedding or when you go to a funeral place or we feel where self-gathered cross current. There are moments in our place and time when we see something transcendent, something beautiful, maybe even experience it here in these moments together. And those moments are moments filled with points and with the state for something bigger, something going on. That kind of just our real and let me be here to join. Struggle with my heart and with your life, we underestimate both the reality and the burden of spiritual work. We drift through life unaware of the enemy's tool. For when Paul says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, he is pulling back the curtain. Show us by throwing what we see are real forces of good and evil, a big strength and invention. Right? The Lord has told me. So Ephesians chapter 6, the room can't change, right? What's the beauty, right? The texture over. From the Greenville, to the church. Wherever Mercer are released in the Volsmans, we really are smart people where they close to like Mercer, so they're lost of right. And we are to be strengthened in the Lord and in the strength of his might, says from verse 10. What are we to do? Verse 10, we are to bring strength. Notice what Paul says. He says, we dwell in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Now, the verb be strong in your family is a middle posted in Greek and could be translated allow yourself to be strength or bring strength. You are strengthened out by the stroke of the might of the Lord. And we need to remember that Scripture does not show us about your giant warrior who is going to battle against Satan, mono to mono. If you grew up like me, when you read Ephesians chapter 6, and you were like, I need to don the armor of God and go to battle with Satan. No, no, no. Remember, Jesus was already talking about the hell of Corinth. Where did he fight? At the cross, and Victor proclaimed the resurrection. God doesn't have been won. In fact, isn't this interesting that in Revelation chapter 19, neither judgment even speaks the truth in the movie. Michael the Archangel. Why? Because he's part of the food department. And so when he comes to Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says, oh, we strengthened because the battle had been won. Do you remember in Exodus 14 when Israel, the story in the Bible, or the Bible goes in Exodus chapter 14, Israel, the ground of Egypt, out of Egypt where they were enslaved, and they are sitting at the place of the Red Sea. And the Lord parts the Red Sea. And they walk through on dry ground, and utterly helpless people who walk through on dry ground because the Lord moved of faith with might and moved the waters part. Real water, real in history, part with birth of the left street, I am dry and land. So in the same way, it is the Paul uses some of that imagery in the way he says that we are on the sea, but we are not begging God to part the water, we are dead on the sea. And I call baptism. And God revives us, and he breathes life into us, and he gives us a new nature in Christ, and he parts the water of storm and death. And he himself walks in and the waters come down upon form. He suffers for us because those waters will internally stay open for us to cross. And with a man, so that one day at your funeral, they will be breathing and we breathe in hope. But while we still suffer death from our friends, the rings of the throne remain. We know that Christ is second. The conquered death for us. So we can't enemy. Hallelujah. Who's present in church? Who are you to be? which way you were to put on the whole armor of God, to put on the to clothe yourself. You know, you your parents probably saying, well, you go to bed. Well, I'm your pajamas. So what do? You go and you put your clothes off and you put your pajamas on. And you're preparing for bed. And we're going like, Paul, you put your brain. You did this throughout the season, if you know what you hear. And for Paul's tenure, he says, put on, put off your old self, belong to your former manner of life, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God. All throughout Scripture, we use the language of changing of roles, of changing of clothing. What are we to put on the whole armor of God? When it tells us, when we'll verse 11, we are to put on the whole armor of God, that you're raging to able to stand against the schooling of the devil. We put on the whole armor because we have the same devil. We have one who is always trying to upset, to destroy, to destroy, to mortal, to rape me. And from the anger, our beloved youth director, when we can hear, we're scared of their story and what have been great. I'm going to just think of the great thing in her life is that he suffered from cruelty to me. And whatever way from the way God is saying, I'm already kind of doing it myself. And then I'll do it all the cooking of the restaurant that the crap for his diet. We go to a restaurant and not to be able to look out for the other product. Then he has to look out for the evil theory. You know, it's just like to look out for the great theory and work for this type of thing. And so we can still avoid the theory. But avoiding the point is not the real issue, is it? The real issue is the kingdom of systemic condition where his body itself. And though there are milkmasters and dirty monsters out there, there are so many good folks who are fired to hold brain in the system. His body. The real issue is exposed to it. In the same way, early children are dead, your real issue is not thinking who happened to feed them. Your real issue is what you do to be called. And we didn't do it. And we have seen who see Christ to explain. He tries to explain. He tries to bring symptoms of your sin up from a thousand words. And as the pitch unit of the story where we first told the pilot and said, if I was a mad wizard and you gave me 10 years to think about how much more I could learn, I would be a pretty good mathematician. What if he's only 100 years from him? The pilot probably be the greatest instrument that's ever lived. He'd be going to life. What if he gave him 1,000 years? What if he gave him 10,000 years? I would know so much math that I would be instant of math. Here's. I'm going to go for longer than 10,000 years. And I'm starting from there. Let's see. For eons and neons, more exactly how to know you. When you know you better than you know yourself, and you see both your personality, your titles of your own, your tendency, and he just loves to feel the mirror all the time. And it wasn't for blood. Some of us have grown to perfect from a year's time to go from a high level example in public to someone who has carnage of reputation forever. Okay? So, I believe not. And why are pretty near so important that the working life is there is only that. And we have. And the confidence we have that we are grateful. You're not trusted in your own mind. You're trying to stand the Lord's might. Oh, Lord, put on his armor in our eyes so that we will be able to stand. When we are able to stand, we're going to be able to. In Greek, it's the same verb in verse 14. We are to stand firm in the armor of God. And he would put them there. He says in verse 14, therefore, So therefore, we have, when he says, therefore, there. And then he gives us all these principal phrases about the army of God himself. We are to stand here to hold our ground. Never called us to say, because you may have. Here he's saying, therefore, charge. Let us be fair. Of course, you have already been given everything God possibly wants to give you, and you are to stand in it. You are to rest in your own deal with the same. All of us as ghost children in Oklahoma learned about the Oklahoma Land Run. And if you're like me, you're self-trust in the Oklahoma, and you see it with every single player, player, Democrat, Federal, every final year old college football team. When we learn about the land line and how we started in Georgia, we ran and tried to claim the Indian parcels that were available to us. You know what we don't hear a lot about? Have you ever read the biographies of more youth living in the land and the way to consider their plan for their land? Because just before it's only place to fly, there's nothing more in this battle I intended. We play with arms to go across the family ball to take the land, steal the land. But in the same manner, the Lord has given us the need of salvation. He has purchased this by his blood, and he has given it to you. And he said, stand in what he has given you. And the Lord is a rainmaker, always going to take you through. Place them on your land, and they look at you, and they try to threaten you. The great wisdom is to not take your land. It's yours. You have the deeds to it. Learn them and teach them to forget for that land was given. And how easily we forget the greatest tool that we have. The comprehension of the gospel comes from our children, areas of our family and of our lives. Satan's main strategy cannot be to reclaim your nature if you're in Christ, because you've been given a new nature. It's incredibly brilliant of how we can help you to retreat from the gospel as the already known the proper one, known the proper. But if the Lord is the book and nothing, let's remember. Verse 14, he says, you are to arm yourself. You're not for the word, follow yourself. Just really arm ourselves. Yeah, when I was growing up, I always was taught that the armor of God was Paul, they'd been chained to a Roman soldier who was next to him. Wouldn't any person be through any elaborate symptom of a default of a Roman soldier? It's a really meaningful target for the God and warrior from the end of the angel and moving back for a failure to go out in the air. And I get 59 ideas that we're going to put in control. All the things that are out of the world. Where is the one who will rescue us, their duty? Or in the Lord himself, God's armor, his divine warrior. From Paul, Paul Clifford, Paul 59, and I'll go at him, and he brings it with the Roman armor. He says, take up. This is a moment of remembering your identity and him. It is so good to be strengthened and putting on by teaching out well. First, to develop the truth. Having girded your way with truth. Also, I'm about truth. Who has fought in an interval that we've had 20 years? We had it, I think that's more great. And we would use it for skips. You've gone different, you know, you've got schools and winners and 30s and 70s and 80s and maybe, and you might show up and actually taking the clothes and running with groups and reconcile it out. We have this gearbox. You adjust this in the gearbox. Everybody knows. We also have people who live in the temporary in this time period. We need to think about the way that we can specifically grip to try to protect ourselves. Some of you moments are still thinking about your investment as the way that you protect yourself. Some of you have thought so much about the way that you position yourself with your growing. Some of us have positioned ourselves with the way that our children are behaving. We put our value in so many things. It's like a pregnant put for us. Just to dress up with the family who are really being strengthened in the Lord. And Paul comes into us and says, Don't be unaware of the devil's schemes. For the flesh would have stood up for any harm that Christ himself has managed to provide for you. You are to wear the belt of truth. Because you are to not say, well, I must always be the one who's proclaiming the truth to a world that doesn't. Yes, yes, you should do that. But you, first of all, wear the belt of truth. Because Christ came full of grace. And what does John 11:14 say? Full of grace. When he describes himself, when he was for healing, and told that I am the way, the truth, from the line, Jesus is the embodiment of truth. How do you put on the belt of truth? You see that Christ himself, and what Christ has proclaimed is truth. And it's a royally fitting rule. You are to trust the belt of truth on your length. The world's truth pulls anything up. Only truth comes up in a way. It's the difference. Truth the world. And it's all of us then. I think we can develop the brain can put when it's go back to the dwelling guys go let him come. Okay? Jesus is bringing the cosmic truth that in your turn it's on all the rulers, authorities, and powers. We have done this deep belief in church. If you believe that truth, how am I appealing the way that we operate this week? Did that land on you? Can you hear the truth? We are putting a breath plate of righteousness. This is almost directly to my dear, you know, in verse 17. The world believes in its own righteousness. It just calls it the brain of the Lord. In our right side of history, we hope for moral righteousness to be delivered through the news, through outrage, and we have transcripts collecting approval and arming ourselves with it and delicate with itself in the world. But for the salvation of the peaceful, I reinforce the Lord who talks in our righteousness for both the breastplate. We can talk about the righteousness, they're like polluted garments, they're like filthy rags. And the fulfillment of that promise happened when he was taking for our righteousness on the cross, from the die for us. Please remember no sin, they came sin for us. And we might become more righteous. Putting God into bread for the righteousness. And work me, and you call it home covered with the light. With respect, you have no claim. With the tent off the spirit, it'll take righteousness. Barely, the dog called her truth. Already took on spirit, and we run the therapy act, and we run the vocations, and we run the all kinds of positive energy and experiences to give us. Because the Messiah Jesus came heralding the day of salvation with that grand day of see how beautiful a fun of I was seen to him coming ruling the world and learn how day it was and cover do you know him? And took the children of Christ. A modern field and the enchanted world and technological progress. All the criminals who have 70 or 80. For me, all you think of Roger throughout Carolina. And instead, I was shocked by the number of people who for the Lord went to fix for God. You think? There's still the technological progress. Failed the leader of Kirsten's our illusion, stress and tragedy. I healed with our compliance and nothing more than cards were sealed. God's probably called over him in the year of April, but that's the stars with the same imprint. That's when we felt like people can be up to your claim or seal. Your reward will be very great. And God didn't really give at this field that God has dealt with the very provision for scripture. We bring in glory. And that you and I need. The Lord is my strength and my shield, my heart, and the torment. He helped me. Psalm 48. When you breathe through it, feel the difference between picking up the element and then you are bridled with monary mono and resting in the worth and glory and grandeur of your divine royal Lord Jesus Christ, who has worn its armor for you, who wore it at the work of the cross for you and his people to unthink by Jesus. Now, look at your way. And he rose the thorn from God, and now he wears the armor of King Lord. All is coming to you, that they need your rightful representative, the Father's right hand, to intercede for you, and he does. It's very important. We need to look at the host of angels around for you. For what you're going through your work, wait, who is your shield of faith? Who is your breastplate of righteousness? He is your shield of faith. He is your belt of truth. He is the Phoenix. He is your helmet of salvation. When our mission comes to the activity that we run for our salvation, protecting the next generation. And maybe looking more than we had when we were born. The salvation of God in the name of self community with divine rescue over the helmet of salvation, as known as they could read earlier, and salvation is on first hand. And the Lord has already waged a successful war against evil. He has a lot. Hallelujah. I wonder if they live like that. Well, we really believe that you're hitting all the credit of the wisdom of God. You know that he who began to work in you will be faithful to complete it. Because he has given you his permanent protection. And if you have assurance that what he has given you can never be reclaimed, where he has given you the tool, please hold it to care for you. You are his. The Lord for in his strength as his light and his on the armor. We will take the sword of the Spirit and the word of God. And I just consulted the word that was from secretly stripped of their glory. We live in a world full of rhetoric. Greatly hollow. We use words for glory and self-expression. All good and right things as you point people to the truth. So often we grow within our own name. We need words for what arguments we can learn through. Rhetoric reflects revelation, color reflects truth, build reality in our direction, and we use the word for it. All the solution there is. Satan is the word for it. It's not really. The fourth incarnation, the Messiah prayer through Isaiah that the Lord made my mouth like a torch. The word Isaiah 49. The 11th and 12th year, 11th of Isaiah. And because of the Messiah, God, the Lord, he shall strike the earth with a rod at his mouth. Name that the author of Hebrews 4 says that God's word is living. From people who are the sharp of the really two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and spirit, right from marrow, responds to God through something out of our hearts, the Torah, by the Word. Romans all have replaced me. How do I do with my humanity, fallen and form, the strength of who I am all? I will be, I will still my friend who will be the embodiment of the Word. Allow God. As we think of the sword of the Spirit, we use the work of God and against salvation. Every single word we say is a reflection of the one who is the Word. That's why it's important to use the right kind of language. That's a reflection of God. And it's the true Word. And in the very end of the Bible, in Revelation chapter 19, he speaks eternal judgment on evil. So he speaks eternal delight over you, his brother. And Hebrews, as I said earlier, doesn't sound like it. There's really little word. You know. So, friends, synchronous armor is something that you put on the team. Synchronous armor is what Christ has rewarded and is willing to work that picture with character and his righteousness for you. I need to recognize that the armor of God is not a set of techniques, but it's a proof that we have to believe about our Savior. We are equipped to be able to withstand Satan and his people. And we are equipped to be able to stand his ground for his glory's sake. And lastly, let's talk about with the manner in which we persevere in wearing this armor. In Greek, you were to read this before of verse 14. Oh, therefore, and then you can already pull the field closet, right? And put on the different people in the armor, and then we're going to get to verse 15. And we're going to take the conclusion of this training. And I'll storm, therefore. How do you storm? It's a method of your perseverance. And I'll tell you, we're here as part of prayer and supplication. If we're going to tell you, we are prepared. And alcohol, you know, the symbol, all kinds of prayer, the old expression, with all perseverance, for your endurance, and for all the strength, things that can for prayer, mark your life. And we got to be the clean people. We want to pray as though it's going to make us in our vital work. We pray because there's some box over the course of the week. We're not going to be our sister, nor is it inside me. So I walk into this meeting. Please help me to patient for my children. Would you please help me? We're going to share the proof of sermon. Would you please help me? I don't need us in work. You follow with you, guide me. Would you help me to remember that it's not my righteousness? It's yours. But I walk through with confidence. Thank you, a room of people that I may not know. Some of you were even this week at work, speaking to a room of people, and it is the most surprising thing you can pray for. When you stand in his confidence, his can't cover you, the righteousness is not dependent upon your performance. But of course, you want to be able to hold your woman and speak well. His righteousness covers you because he has a belt of truth fastened upon you. You have a breastplate of righteousness that is like your own. You walk with two breastplates. You were given a shield of faith. You have a helmet of salvation that is the one for you, and you took up the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and you see every word. You're considering parents, the living Word as you look from him. And may we be a people to Christ. In closing, if you've never been to Germany, you remember him for the Wartburg Festival. There was a famous ruin of Wartburg Festival where they all spirit fell off the wall. Where in the 16th century, when Martin Luther, he was kidnapped and protected from the claim for a raiding line of the chemical army. He was kidnapped by Texas for wise and taken to the Wartburg Festival. I did not have experience of growing the faithful of the Wartburg Festival, where he spent a year conquering the Bible, going to Germany. And one day he was in the Wartburg Castle, he had for 10 of faith presence. When he picked up his own dwelling and saying, he throws it against the wall. He goes to the Wartburg Castle the way, and he can still see where the paint is on the wall. He tries to show him the spot where they believe him if he threw it. And it's amazing that if you go there to the Wartburg, where you can completely disconcert it, but we just see the very corner of the a little effigy of Satan, holy man. It's like that. It's hard to know if it's the mockery of Satan or if it's the mockery of them still believing in the unseen. Yeah. Trapped around like a roaring lion of Peter, that we can do a meter dollar and they'll quote the rule of God after every 100 years. Can you take the stand for the people? Or the pastor who endured those proclaims to beautiful him, the mighty fortress of our God. And he wrote for us to stand and burn the world ever still to threaten to undo it. We will not fear for God, however, the world has proven to spread out through. For Christ is on this ground. We tremble not, clear. His rage, we tremble, Lord, for lo, his word is to warn the soul. and we'll call picture. One little word from our warrior pulled us to ocean. It will take. You know? Father, would you welcome to the super human animal being? The spiritual forces of darkness in our very world are taking our culture and spinning the way we are through. Could you help us to be a people who are able to form in your truth in this hostile world of grace and truth and incredible reward for the good of our communities and of our cities and of our families? We help our tribe to be a people who pray all time, all our prayer and supplication, that we would keep on learning Christ's word. And if we help us in our community groups, our Bible pledges, friendships to pray together in the church. We know it's hard to call us in Ephesians that we have all appropriately connected. No one, none of us, have remained on our island, the only island. Beauty as your corporate community ministry. Help us to rest in you, O warrior, to make the world. Transform, run the battle over Satan. At the cross, proclaim the victory in the resurrection. And we await your return. Be known as fire. With your honor, go to spirit. Proclaim it on. Come, O Lord, may I thank you. Pray your request. Look at your